This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. One of the biggest problems that we have today is with people who claim to be Catholic but reject the dogma. Outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. And I'm going to be talking in this video about the Society of St. Pius X and how they unfortunately completely reject this defined Catholic dogma. In future talks, I will be discussing other quote, traditionalist groups, including sedevacantist priests, groups, and individuals who hold the same heresy or views that are almost exactly the same on this issue. In his book, Against the Heresies, Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre states on pages 216 through 218 that, quote, souls can be saved in a religion other than the Catholic religion, Protestantism, Islam, Buddhism, etc., but not by this religion, end quote. So Lefebvre states quite openly that he believes that souls can be saved in any religion. He even says etc., indicating that this could include any religion that you could mention. Now, this view is blatantly heretical. It's been defined by many ecumenical councils, by many popes speaking from the chair of Peter, that outside the Catholic Church there is no salvation. And in every single one of those dogmatic definitions, all exceptions to outside the church there is no salvation were always excluded. None were mentioned for ignorance or for anything else. And in fact, the language is all exclusive. Nobody, no one, everyone must be Catholic, etc. It was also specifically declared in the dogmatic definition of the Council of Florence in 1441 in the Bull Cantate Domino under Pope Eugene IV, that all the Jews, all the pagans, all the heretics, and all the schismatics cannot be saved unless they are converted and join the Catholic Church, and that even if someone were to shed his blood in the name of Christ, he cannot be saved unless he perseveres inside the Catholic Church. The Athanasian Creed, a dogmatic rule of Catholic faith, also declared that for someone above reason, it is necessary to know the Trinity and the Incarnation and believe in Jesus Christ for salvation and as part of holding the essential mysteries of Catholic faith. So no one who's ignorant of Christ, let alone who rejects him, could possibly be saved. To state otherwise is blatantly heretical. It's contrary to numerous dogmatic definitions. It's contrary to the whole tradition of the Church on this issue. It is a new gospel. Yet, sadly, this modernist idea arose later on and is very widespread today. And we see Lefebvre explicitly teaching this in the Society of St. Pius X book, Against the Heresies. He also states it in his book, Open Letter to Confused Catholics, on pages 73 and 74, where he says explicitly that it would be, quote, a second error to think that no Muslim, Buddhist, or animist will be saved. So we can clearly see that he indicates that people can be saved in any religion. At this point, it's worthwhile to quote what Pope Gregory XVI stated in his encyclical Summo Iugitur Studio, in which he declared that some misguided people attempt to persuade themselves and others that men are not saved only in the Catholic religion, but that even heretics may attain eternal life, end quote. So he specifically condemns the idea that souls can be saved in another religion. And we hear so often from so many liars, frankly, who write in and say, well, Lefebvre was saying that they're saved by the Catholic Church. They're saved in another religion, but by the Catholic Church. That's completely irrelevant, people. He's still saying that people can be saved who are not Catholic. The fact that he says that it's by Christ or by the Catholic Church, that makes no difference. The dogma of the Church is not that all salvation is by Christ or by the Catholic Church. Of course it is. It's also that no one who is not inside the Church can be saved. And so anyone who makes this argument is simply exercising profound dishonesty. Lefebvre repeated his heresy in many of his speeches, and in fact at his sermon At the first mass of a newly ordained priest in Geneva in 1976, he explicitly said that the graces of God are distributed outside the church. That's true. And then he goes on to say, which is false, quote, but those who are saved even outside the church are saved by the Catholic Church. So he first starts off by saying that graces are given outside the church. That's true. Graces are given to the people to bring them into the church. But then he says that people can be saved who are even outside the church. That is heresy. This heresy has, sadly, been imbibed by basically all the priests, or almost all the priests of the Society of St. Pius X, and other groups, which I will cover. It's not just them. It's rampant. In the book Time Bombs of the Second Vatican Council, 2005, by Father Schmidberger, published by the Society of St. Pius X, it's a booklet, actually, page 10, it states, quote, ladies and gentlemen, it is clear that the followers of other religions can be saved under certain conditions. Okay, so he says that people can be saved in other religions. This is heresy. Bishop Bernard Fillet, the current Superior General of the Society of St. Pius X, in a conference in Denver, Colorado, February 18, 2006, published in their magazine, he stated, quote, we know there are two other baptisms, and the Church has always taught that you have people who will be in heaven, who are in the state of grace, who have been saved without knowing the Catholic Church. We know this. And yet, how is it possible if you cannot be saved outside the Church? It is absolutely true that they will be saved through the Catholic Church, because they will be united to Christ. Consider a Hindu in Tibet who has no knowledge of the Catholic Church. He lives according to his conscience and to the laws which God has put into his heart. He can be in the state of grace, and if he dies in that state of grace, he will go to heaven. End quote. This is, again, a blatant rejection of Catholic dogma, never been taught by the Church. He says, we know this. What blasphemous presumption. He says that we know these people can be saved. Okay, where's that been taught? Where's the Church ever taught this? Nowhere. In fact, it's taught just the opposite in every dogmatic definition. And that's why it was infallibly defined by the Council of Florence that all the pagans, okay, and a Hindu is a pagan, Fillet. So he is dissenting from Catholic dogma. He is sadly a heretic. And of course, what this proves is they not only believe in salvation outside the church, which is heresy, but they truly believe that souls can be saved in any religion. Because once you say that a Hindu or a Jew or a Buddhist or a Muslim can be saved, you can't limit it to just them. You'd have to extend it to even a Satanist. You would have to say it's possible. And so there have been also numerous encyclicals which condemn the idea that souls can be saved in any religion. And that's sadly what almost all traditionalists today believe. This also makes a mockery of the primary message of the gospel. And anyone who reads it sincerely and honestly and carefully will see that the main message is that you must accept Jesus Christ and his church and accept that he is the Son of God and that it's necessary to believe that he's the Son of God to be saved. They, of course, believe not only that people who haven't heard of the church can be saved, but that people who have heard of it and heard of Christ and reject him can be saved. And there are just countless scriptural passages which condemn that as heresy. Here's what Pope Gregory XVI declared in his encyclical Mirari Vos, 1832. They should consider the testimony of Christ himself that those who are not with Christ are against him, and that they disperse unhappily who do not gather with him. Therefore, without a doubt, they will perish forever, unless they hold the Catholic faith whole and inviolate. And he cites the Athanasian Creed, a dogmatic statement of faith, which declares that, quote, whoever wishes to be saved needs above all to hold the Catholic faith. Unless each one preserves this whole and inviolate, he will, without a doubt, perish in eternity, end quote. And so the Society of St. Pius X, as well as the other groups I'm going to cover, the CMRI, the Society of St. Pius V, many of the other independent priests, basically all of them, most of the lay people, they, or many of them, deny this dogma. And so by denying this dogma, all the other things they do for the Latin Mass, it's meaningless because they reject the truth of Christ. As Pope Leo XIII said, he who dissents even in one point from divinely revealed truth absolutely rejects all faith because he refuses to honor God, who is the formal motive of our faith. And this is the biggest problem we have today among those who claim to be Catholic. They dissent from what Christ has revealed to his church on the necessity of his faith and himself. Pope Leo XII, Ubi Primum, number 14, 1824, quote, "It is impossible for the most true God, who is truth itself, to approve all sects who profess false teachings, which are often inconsistent with one another and contradictory, and to confer eternal rewards on their members. By divine faith we hold one Lord, one faith, one baptism. This is why we profess that there is no salvation outside the Church." End quote. Pope Gregory the Great, "The Holy Universal Church teaches that it is not possible to worship God truly except in her, and asserts that all who are outside of her will not be saved." End quote. For all of the documentation, see our website, VaticanCatholic.com.